Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in studio
Hello.
This morning. Great to see you, my
Good
friend.
Good morning, guys. What a fun first week of baseball, eh?
Not too bad over at American Family Field.
Man, some just fun, like I told you guys last week, fun baseball. Stolen bases, home runs, great defense. This is a really fun brand of baseball. It's eight games. I'm not going to get ahead of ourselves here, but man, I just love seeing this sort of style being played. It's just a very aesthetically pleasing way to play ball.
A couple of storylines that came out from the weekend series, including Sunday, manager Pat Murphy kind of messing around with the lineup. You had Oliver Dunn in the leadoff spot, and Murph was talking about it after the game. He said that came from a suggestion from one of his assistant coaches, ran it by some other guys, and said, yeah, I'll change it right now.
He said, did you ever think of that? Ever considered it again? I'm like, yeah. I'm going to do it right now. He said, what? I didn't mean to do that. I'm like, I'll do it right now.
And we did. You encourage with your coaches to be open like
that? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's about. You know, like, we're a staff. You know, this. I get to come and see you guys every day because none of them want to. But
I had to leave that last part.
Of course.
I don't want to see you people. So this is what kind of guy he is, though, right?
He is. And it was Quentin Berry who came up with that idea, first base coach of the Brewers. He said, you know, you guys have talked about it, Oliver Dunn. He had not really done it in Double A with Philly. He had done it previously in the Yankees organization, his original organization. But for Dunn, the start that he's had, he hasn't been phased at all in his first week in the big leagues. And he's a guy that can work the count. I think the strikeout's a little higher than they should be. He's been kind of short-ended on a couple of calls. Don't go his way. He has a great feel for the strike zone. And I thought yesterday he really set the tone in that big fourth inning with the leadoff triple. And he's sneaky fast, and he's just, you know, white lightning, if you will. He's got the ginger beard and everything. He's a fun guy to watch. And Sal Frelick, they've thrown a lot at Sal and learning third base. Now he's in center field, which isn't his normal position. He hasn't played center field since like his freshman year of college. So this was a really, really busy first few weeks of the season for Sal. To have him slide down to the sixth spot and turn in a great game that he turned in, I thought was a huge moment for the staff to get to the right lineup.
For the starting pitching staff now, going to be challenged a bit, you think? Because we have an injury now, right?
Where do you want to start? Yeah, so today you'll see Aaron Ashby pitch against the Reds. Ashby making his first start in the big league since 2022. Jacob Junis and his quote-unquote scratchy shoulder by Pat Murphy standards. We talked to Junis this week. He says it's a shoulder impingement. Nothing surgical, nothing that needs more than rest. And he wanted to nip this in the bud immediately and make sure that this isn't something that lingers all season long and might as well do it in April as opposed to like, oh gosh, I gotta go get surgery in June. So Junis is on the shelf. We're expecting, not official yet, but Wade Miley to be returning from the injured list on Wednesday. He will be short in his outing on Wednesday, assuming he comes back from the injured list. And then they're going to roll with the six-man rotation. So it would be Ashby today, tomorrow Joe Ross, and then Wade Miley returns on Wednesday, and back to Freddie on Thursday.
Got to be careful with the bullpen here, and so we're going to need some of these starters to go 5+, maybe 6, hopefully, because, as I just mentioned, we don't have an off day until a week from Thursday, Dom.
Furthermore, they're in the middle of, so 13 in a row, off day, 13 in a row, off day, 13 in a row, so 39 and 41 days, and that's why yesterday was so important.
I think it's odd we don't play at all in June, but, you know.
3 weeks off.
It's why it was so important yesterday. It was a blowout, obviously, but that Colin Ray gave you 6, and then Thiago Vieira was the only guy needed out of the bullpen who threw 3 innings over 50 pitches. So he's down for a few days, but now you've got that entire leverage bullpen available.
Well, Eric and I are going to have an opportunity to listen to the entire ball game on our way back from Indianapolis today.
Yeah, going to see the total eclipse.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
That's going to be awesome. Come on in. Call into the show.
Right, ooh, you're welcome to join us.
Hey, come on.
We leave at 9 o'clock.
If we're calling into BEI, Brewers Extra Innings, that's not a good sign.
Still on the road. Oh, gosh.
Yikes. Hey, Dom. Vince here, first-time caller. Love the show.
Yeah, first time, long time.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, my friend.